The Moon Landing Hoax. On July 20, 1969, millions of people around the world sat glued to their television sets as Neil Armstrong took his one small step onto the lunar surface. It was a defining moment of the 20th century, signaling the height of American technological prowess and the culmination of the space race. However, almost as soon as the Apollo 11 mission returned to Earth, whispers of doubt began to circulate. These whispers eventually coalesced into one of the most enduring conspiracy theories in history, the Moon Landing Hoax. Proponents of the hoax theory argue that the United States, desperate to beat the Soviet Union in the space race, lacked the technology to actually send humans to the moon. To avoid international embarrassment, they claim NASA staged the entire event on a secret film set, possibly with the help of famed director Stanley Kubrick. Over the decades, moon truthers have pointed to several perceived anomalies in the photographic and video record as proof of their claims. One of the most frequently cited clues is the American flag. In the footage, the flag appears to ripple or wave, which skeptics argue is impossible in the vacuum of space where there is no wind. NASA's rebuttal is simple. The flag was held up by a horizontal telescopic crossbar, and the rippling was caused by the astronauts struggling to plant the pole in the lunar soil, creating residual vibrations. Another point of contention is the absence of stars in the background of the lunar photographs. Skeptics argue that space should be teeming with stars. However, experts explain that the moon's surface was brightly illuminated by the sun. To capture the astronauts and the lunar landscape clearly, the cameras required a short exposure time. If the cameras had been set to capture the dim light of distant stars, the astronauts themselves would have been completely overexposed and washed out. Furthermore, conspiracy theorists often mention the Sea Rock, a stone in one photo that appears to have the letter C engraved on it, suggesting it was a labeled studio prop. NASA explains this as a stray hair or fiber that got caught in the development process of the film copy, as the letter does not appear on the original negatives. Despite the persistent popularity of these theories, the scientific community maintains that the evidence for the landings is overwhelming. Beyond the 382 kilograms of moon rocks brought back to Earth, which have been verified by scientists globally, there is the issue of the lunar laser ranging experiment. Astronauts left retroreflector mirrors on the surface that are still used today by observatories to calculate the exact distance between Earth and the moon. Ultimately, the moon landing hoax theory reflects a growing skepticism toward government institutions. While the technical arguments of the skeptics have been debunked time and again, the legend of the faked landing continues to be a fascinating case study in how information, misinformation, and the human desire for a hidden truth collide.